A Logan River Task Force was created 2 years ago in efforts to restore what Chairman Frank Howe says many residents may see as a potential community gem.
I think the long-term vision for the river is something that's a real benefit to the community. And it has the ecological values that we would associate with the natural river, but it also has the social values that we would want to have in something that goes through Logan as a sort of a representative of Logan. Here's what we would like the river to look like.
The group aims to restore the Logan River's riparian vegetation, wildlife habitats, and extensive recreation opportunities. Howe says the task force was formed in response to public uproar after trees were removed along the Logan River Trail. He says the task force has been drafting a long-range river maintenance plan after looking at information on the Logan River and its ecological and social values.
We know that actually at this point, the amount of water that comes through in the summer is very low. It's too low actually to support a fish population in some parts of the river. So we would want to restore that flow to a level that would provide for fish habitat as well as provides for some of the vegetation that requires the water that would be coming through the river.
Howe says the task force is using a $600,000 grant from the Utah Division of Water Quality, as well as a $400,000 match from Logan City, aiming to restore the Logan River to its community potential. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.